Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shvuot, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, at the seventh Mishnah of the fourth Perek. Again, dealing with Shvuot Haidut. Mashpia ani alechem im lo tavo v'ta'idu shani kohen. So the fellow says he's a kohen. Somebody's contesting it. He has edim that he claims no, he's a kohen. He wants him to come testify. Shani Levi, she'eni ben grusha, she'eni ben chalutza, that I'm a legitimate kohen. Sheish ploni kohen, sheish ploni levi, she'eino ben grusha, she'eino ben chalutza, the same set of things about somebody else. She'anas ish ploni et bito. This is a new category. So the first eight that we mentioned are all things that are about personal status, not about a financial claim. This next set, she'anas ish ploni et bito, if a man was ones his own daughter, pitat bito, there's clearly no financial claim there for two reasons. First of all, because there's a death penalty involved, so kama b'rab minei. Second of all, who would he be tovea? V'shechaval bi b'ni, my son wounded me, so again it's kam lebedav minei. V'shechaval bi chaveri, we'll see what that's talking about. V'shidlik g'dishi b'shabbat, unlike the previous Mishnah, not b'yom kippurim, but b'shabbat harei l'pturim, because again, if somebody burned down my field by lighting it on Shabbat, he'd be chayav mita and kam lebedav minei. Okay. Tama di'ish ploni kohen, di'ish ploni levi, so the reason that they're patur is because the claim is about somebody else's status. Hamanel ploni viad ploni, but if you were to come and say, I want you to testify that ploni owes almoni some money, meaning you could, it sounds like you could draft edim to come and testify about a case that doesn't involve you yourself. Haktani sefer, we say in the later Mishnah that we've already invoked, ad shishma umi pia tovea. They need to hear the tovea himself make the request or the demand that you have to come and testify for me. So, when is there a case where one person can come and draft Adim to come and testify on behalf of somebody else when he's coming really on that guy's behalf? Remember, the Shvuah has to be about Metaltali, otherwise there's no Shvuah at all. And the Nahardei, that group of old Nahardeans who were in the Yeshiva and Pumbadita, said, we have a tradition that we do not write an urchata, meaning a shtar harshah, something that allows someone else, like a power of attorney, for metaltalin. So the answer is, yeah, that's only if the other guy is denying the claim. But if nobody's denying the claim, then we do write such a thing, then he can come, and then he can draft edim to act on their behalf. Now here's the key piece. This is a bright up, of course. And the essential question is, how do we know that Shvuat HaEdut is only about Tviat Mamon and not about anything else, such as the personal status? In other words, the court case has to be about a claim for Mamon. So we have four opinions. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ne'amar Kan O'in, meaning the word O appears in our parsha, which is O Ra'a, O Yada. V'nemar l'halan o'in. And it says the same thing in Shvuat HaPikadon, o b'tzumet yad, o b'gazel, etc. Ma l'halan enu medaber ala b'tviat mamon, afkan enu medaber ala b'tviat mamon. So, just like Shvuat HaPikadon is certainly about a claim for money, this one's also about money. He ties in the multiple O's to that. So the challenge to that, which is in the Braita, is o'in d'rotzeach yochichu, in the context of rotzeach, meaning of an inadvertent murder, it says, oh, Kimtza, if he finds him this way, or if he's got a metal object, or it's etc., and uses the word O again. And Shehen Oin Umidabrim Shalom B'Tviat Mamon, and that's a case where there is no Tviat Mamon, it's about a homicide case. So the answer that Rabbi Lezer gives is Danin Oin Sheishimahen Shua, Me Onin Sheishimahen Shua. We judge one case, the Oin, that also involve a Shua, which is Shuata Edut, from the Oin that have a Shua, which is Shuata Pikadon. Right? Va'al Yochichu, Oin, the Rotzeach, She'inimahen Shua. The one about Rotzeach has no Shua involved. It's just about different cases of killing. So, Oin de Sote Yochichu. In the context of Sote, you have the word O. It really only is once, where it says, if a person, O Avar Lavruach, Vavar Lavruach, Kinav Kinejito, Vihinitma, O Avar Lavruach, Vihinilonitma. Actually, I had it flipped. But you have the word O in Sota. There is no mamon there, we think. It's actually not exactly true, because it's too bad. So the answer that we refine is, danin oin sheishem en shvua ve'eni mahen kohen. Meaning, we want it to be a purely court case. And therefore, it's a thing about a shvua. There is no ritual aspect of a kohen involved. unlike Sota. Meoin sheish men shvua v'niman kohen v'achichu oin derotzeach sheniman shvua v'achichu oin desota shvua v'shen shemen shvua yeshman kohen imahen kohen. So we have four cases with the word o. Shvuata idut, oath, no kohen. Shvuata pikadon, oath, no kohen. Shvuat, the o of rotzeach is neither shvuar kohen. The o of sota has a shvua because he administers an oath, but there's a kohen there. Okay, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva gives the second approach, which is Hayachi Yasham Liachat Mi'ela. In the context of Korban Olev Yored, it says Vayachi Yasham Liachat Mi'ela. If the guy is sins in one of these things, Me'ela. So Yesh Me'ela Shu Chayav, Yesh Me'ela Shu Patur. And Rabbi Kiva says, you're only Chayav for some of these things, but not for all of these things. And the line he draws, Haketzad, Tva Mamon Chayav, Davar Acher Patur. If the claim is for Mamon, fine. And if not, not. Now, of course, that's an absolutely arbitrary division. Meaning, all that Rabbi Akiva got from the Pasuk was, some cases yes, some cases not. How did he pick Mamon as being the inside one? So that we'll see. The Gemara will go through all of these opinions. Rabbi Yose Glili Omer, third opinion. Harehu Omer Vahu Eid, O Ra'ah O Yada. In the context of Shvuat Eidut, it says this guy's an Eid, and he either saw or knew the Eidut. So therefore, he says very simply, the text has to be talking about testimony that could happen if the guy only saw it or only knew about it without having to do both. Now he explains, how could you have ri'yah without knowing? The answer is, if I come and say, I want you to testify that I gave money to Ploni. That's my claim to the guy, I gave you money. And he says, you never gave me any money. So you have a plenty of plenty via Yidu. So those two guys should come and say, yeah, we saw him hand out money. We don't know what it was. He could have been returning a loan, could have been a gift, but we did see him hand out money. Zui Riyah below Yidiyah. So they don't have to know anything. They just saw it from through the window. Now Yidiyah below Riyah Ketzad. How could you have knowledge without seeing? That's easy. Maneho data libifne plenty of plenty. I come and say, you owe me money, and you admitted that you owe me money to plenty of plenty. They didn't see the debt, but they heard you admit it. And that, by the way, is good. So Yavo Pony Pony Vyaidu Zuy Diablo Riya. Good. So Biose Glili says the fact that the text of Shvuat Eidut presents Ora'a Oyada, and therefore it's a case where either Riya alone or Yadiya alone would be significant enough to generate a proper Hotzat Mamon. Therefore, it can only be about Mamon and not about anything else. In no other case, murder or a riot or anything else, or Isurim, would Re'iyah below Yediyah or Diyah below Re'iyah be enough. Okay, fourth explanation is Rabbi Shimon. Chayav, Chayev Kan v'Chayev Pikadon. He really has a couple here. He says, first of all, the Torah obligated you if you deny a Pikadon, and if you deny your knowledge of Eidut, right? So he seems to be saying sort of the same thing as Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Eliezer, but not with the word oh, but maybe there's something else lurking. He says that just like Shvuat HaPikadon is only about Mamon, Afkan with Abel Tviat Mamon, same here. Ve'od, Rabbi Shimon adds, Kal v'chomer, I can prove it to you via this way. Ma Pikadon she'asa bo nashim kanashim krovim kirchokim sulim kiksherim. In Shvuat HaPikadon, everybody's involved. You could be related, not related. You could be a pasul eidut, you could be a woman, doesn't matter. Shvuat HaPikadon applies to you. And Shvuat HaPikadon, you're liable whether you deny it in front of Beit Din or not. Nonetheless, as wide as that net is spread, it's still limited to Mamon. Shvuat HaPikadon is not about anything else but a financial claim. So eidut, Shvuat eidut, only a limited group is even affected by it. And if he denies it in Beit Din, he's only chayiv once, not multiple times. So certainly, it's got to be more limited. Shvuat Eidut, it's got to be more limited than Pikadon. If Pikadon's limited to Mamon, Shvuat Eidut certainly has to be limited to Mamon. So the comeback is, Pikadon has its own limitation. We thought Pikadon is much wider, but it's limited. First of all, in the case of Pikadon, Mushpa is not kenishba, meaning if the mafkid administers the oath, the shomer is not necessarily bound by it, unlike Shvuat Eidut, where both cases can happen. Umezid kishogeg, also in Pikadon, we don't equate somebody who deliberately lies to somebody who forgot about it. Bishogeg your patron, Shvuat Pikadon. in Shvat Eidut, you're chayiv in either case. So therefore, Tamar Beidut, Shekhen Asaba, Mushbak, and Ishbal, Mizid, Kishogeg. So therefore, Bishimon comes back and says, Tamud Lamar, Techata, Techata, Ligzira Shava. Shvat Eidut is called a chay, Techata, if a person has sins by doing this. And the same is said about somebody who lies under oath about a pikadon. That's the Braita. And Rabbi Shimon then says that, and he really goes back to his original position, which is that Shvuat Eidut is compared to Shvuat HaPikadon, not Kal V'Chomer, but compared to it. And just like Pikadon is Mamon, so Eidut is Mamon. That's the Braita. Four opinions, and within Rabbi Shimon, really a back and forth and two different presentations. Matkifla Rabba Bar Ula. So you have the following challenge. Bitu Yochich. He goes back to Rebbe Eliezer, and if you recall, Rebbe Eliezer used the fact that it says "o," in other words, the word "o" befikadon, befikadon, but so yada o ra'a o yada, that comparison, to tell you that it is dealing with the mammon only. So, and we knocked out sota, and we knocked out rotzeach because they're different. So Rabba Bar Ula says, wait a second, Shvat Bitui itself, Lahara O Lehitiv, and that's not about Mamon at all. Could be, but it doesn't have to be at all. Shehen Oin, V'yeshem and Shvua V'eniman Kohen, and they fit everything that we said. There's a Shvua, there's no Kohen there. So the answer is, you're right, now we've got three. We've got Pikadon on one hand, we've got Bitui on the other hand, and Eidut, which way does it go? The answer is, Mistam Pikadon have the Melech. It makes sense that Shvat Eidut should be connected to Pikadon. Why? Shekein techata mi techata, because the common word of techata. Adarab, mi bitu ev lemelaf, because shekein chatat mi chatat. First of all, they both bring a korban chatat, and it's both olav yored, by the way. El mistav pikadon ev lemelaf. So since it's a toss-up, we say really go to pikadon. Shekein chet, first of all, they're both called techata. Second of all, bemezid, in both cases, you're chayiv bemezid. Third of all, tavre v'kafre, there has to be a claim and a denial. Unlike shuat bitu, it doesn't involve any of that. And fourth, v'avre, it's about the past. Shvat Bitu, remember, he said it's fundamentally about a commitment to the future, and the past may be an inverted extension of that. But here, everything is about the past. Either you saw Eidut, or you took my thing. Adarava, we argue, Bitu Avamelav, Shvat Eidut is closer to Bitu. Why? Sheken Chatat, it's Sheken Korban, Sheyarda, and Lachomesh. Meaning, it's a Korban Olev Yored, and you don't pay a Chomesh for Shvat, for Shvuat Bitui, nor for Shvuat Eidut. The answer is Hanach Lefishan. There's more points in common between Shvuat Eidut and Shvudat and Bigadon than between Eidut and Bitui. So that's why Rebbe Eliezer's O-O is going to prefer to jump to Pikadon and not to Bitui. Okay, Rebbe Kiva Omer. Vayachi Hashem Lachat Mi'ela, Yishma'ela Shu Chayav, Yishma'ela Shu Patur. And we asked, HaKetzad, Tvam Mamon Chayav, Divar Acher Patur. And we asked, Epochana, who says, maybe Mamon's the one out. It's an arbitrary division. The answer is Rabbi Kiva, owing to Rabbi Eliezer Samich. Rabbi Kiva was building on Rabbi Eliezer. It wasn't an independent statement. He said Rabbi Eliezer already established the connection with Shvuat HaPikadon via O. And then I come along and claim Shvuat Eidut is not about everything. It's only about some things. So we got to have Pikadon guide us, and it's about Mamon. Now, my Benar Ben Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Kiva, if that's the case, then where do Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva even disagree? So we say that Rabbi Kiva has to be more limiting because he said Me'ela. So Ika Benayu Mashbia Ede Karka. Could be that Rabbi Kiva will not allow Mashbia Ede Karka if you say I own some land and this guy's denying it and you're aiding that know it, perhaps Rabbi Kiva will say that doesn't work. Rabbi Kiva Pturin. Good. But Rabbi Yochanan said that everybody agrees that Mashbia, we'll see this a little later on, that Mashbia Ede Karka, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Lezer agrees, are not involved. So, hacha ma'ika ben Rabbi Lezer Kiva, then if that's the case, how will Rabbi Yochanan explain the difference between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva? The answer is, ika binayu, ede knas. The Rabbi Lezer will say that ede knas, somebody who saw in case of ones, or Shor killed an eved, Rabbi Lezer will say he has to testify and he's chayiv if he doesn't, and Rabbi Kiva will say he's pater, because may ele. It's gotta be some more limited. That's Rabbi Yosei Glili. I'm going to pop up by. So he turned to him and said, Rabbi, lame Rabbi Yosei Glili, late lady Rabbi Acha. It sounds like he doesn't accept Rabbi Acha's ruling about the crazy camel. The Tanya Rabbi Acha Omer, Gamal Ha'ocher Ben HaGamalim. If a camel's going nuts and machlok vishonim, whether just going nuts or it's part of his sexual antics. V'nimtzak gamal harug b'tzido, and then we find a dead camel there. V'yaduash is a harago. We know that this camel killed him, which means we're willing to use circumstantial evidence to determine the cause of death. De'eat leid Rabbi Acha, because if Rabbi Yosi Glili accept Rabbi Acha, he'd say v'din nefoshet amishkachat la. He would even say that yediyah below re'iyah, if you know, based on circumstantial evidence, even though you didn't see it happen, you'd say din nefoshet happens also. Like, actually against, the psak of Shimon Shatach in the famous case. The time of Shimon Shatach, Ereben Achamad, an oath. I saw one guy chasing another guy into a ruined building. And I ran afterwards. I found a sword, in one guy's hand. And blood was dripping off it. And this dead guy is spazzing. So Rabbi Shimon Shetach turned to this guy and said, who do you think killed him? Oh, it's either you or me, and I know I didn't do it. But I can't do anything about it. The person can only be killed based on testimony of two or three, and there's nobody saw it because it's just circumstantial. So that means that Rabbi Acha would say in that case, we think, that Rabbi Shimon Shetach would have rights to kill him because based on the inescapable reality, this guy killed him. Rabbi Shimon Shetach continues and says, God will get you. And what happened before he was able to move? A snake bit him, and he died, and he got his onish. But nonetheless, what it sounds like is Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says that the only area of law where circumstantial evidence is workable is Mammon, could not accept Rabbi Acha's ruling about the crazy camel. Filu tema eat later Rabbi Acha. No, Rabbi Yosi Aglili could accept him. Because that only works when you have knowledge without seeing. You can never work that. In Din and Nefosh, you can never have a case where you saw something but don't have knowledge of what's going on and testify. You see somebody kill another person, you got to know who he killed him. Did he kill a Jewish person? Was the person healthy? Or the person maybe himself dying? So therefore, there's no way to testify about anything outside of Mammon without at least Yediyah. You also need Re'iyah, and you could argue, maybe according to Rabbi Acha, you don't need Re'iyah, but you do need Yediyah. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that in Mammon, you can do with either one of them alone. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili must hold that you cannot make Ede Knas testify, meaning you can't administer Shvuat Eidut. Because if so, then Nehid the Yediyah below Re'iyah Shkachan La, you could have a case of knowing without seeing. But Re'iyah below Yediyah, Milo Boy, made of Nochri Baal, but if he sees it, he still has to know. Was she a Jewish girl? But Yisrael Baal, Betula Baal, Bula Baal. Was she a Betula Bechlal? So therefore, he would say, since the only Eidut that fits within the parameters of Shvuat Eidut is Eidut that could be fulfilled by just Re'iyah or just Yediyah, therefore it must be the case that he does not say Eidei Knas are subject to this. And that we'll see as a machloket later on. Now, Yativ Rav Amnuna Kameh de Rav Yehuda. V'yativ Rav Yehuda v'kami ba'yale. So Rav Yehuda asked the following question. And you'll see that this is Rav Amnuna's entrance exam. Ma'nemani ticha b'fnei ploni u'ploni. A guy claims to another fellow, I counted out money in front of ploni and ploni. V'edim ro'oino tami v'chutz. And edim saw this happen from the outside. Now the question is, because these edim be brought in. So my. Rav Amnuna answered, v'alo matoin. What's the other guy's claim? I'amar lo ayu dvar me'olam. If he said, you never gave me money, we know he's a liar, and therefore, whatever claim this guy makes, the fellow can't counter it. But if he says, yes, shakli v'didi shakli, you're right, I took money, it was my own money, yes, I'm not denying what the witnesses saw. What happens if the edim even show up? What's the point of being mashpia then? They can't get mamon out of the guy. Hamnuna, you're in. You passed the test. Caught it. So now was the case, guy said to another guy, I counted up money and I gave it to you right over there at that pillar. He said, I wasn't there. I wasn't at that pillar. So two witnesses came and said that he relieved himself, he urinated next to that pillar, which means he had been there. So Amar Shlokesh said, that's it, you see, he's a liar. He said he wasn't there, and he was there. Rav Nachman, Haidina Parsahave. Rav Nachman said, that's how the Sasanians judge. Mika Amar Melam, he didn't say I was never there. Basic Zalkamerli says, I wasn't there for that deal. I might have been there for something else. Ikadami, there's another version of the case, which is Ahuda Amr Lechavrei, Manem Anita Lechavetzan Amudzeh, Amar Levarti Betzan Amudzeh Me'olam. In this case, in this version, the guy said, I was never there. Nafku Be'sadi Ahishti Maim Betzan Amudzeh. So this Tovea brought out two witnesses who said, we saw you urinate next to that pillar. And now, Amra Rav Nachman Uchzak Kafran. Now Rav Nachman says, where before Rav Nachman defended him, he says, yeah, according to this, he really is a liar. Amar Rav Rav Nachman, so his student said to him, Rebbe, Kol Milta Lo Mami Alei De'inish, Avid Lav Lav Adate. Something that people don't really pay much attention to, they might do and not notice, which means that this guy may really have urinated there, but didn't pay attention to it. So therefore, that doesn't prove he's a liar when he says he was never there. He didn't think about it. And now we get to Reb Shimon's opinion. And this brings up a very interesting problem. It goes as follows. Shimon or Chiev Kan, Chiev Pikadon, etc. Okay, Machachu Alav Marava. In Eretz Yisrael, they derided or they laughed at this presentation. So, Maichucha, what was so funny? Diktani, because this is what we think was funny. Mal Pikadon, Shekin, Lasaba, Mushba, Kanishba, Mezik, Shogeg, Inshwata Pikadon. We don't equate the one who is administered a Shvua to one who gives a Shvua. The one who was administered Shvua is in Chayev. And you're not Chayev Yeshoge. So Mechti Mushpon Piatzvon Be'edut Rabbi Shimon Manale. Wait a second. How does Rabbi Shimon know that in Edut, it's stronger that if you take your own oath in Edut, you're Chayev? Remember the Pasuk essentially talks about somebody else being Mashpia you in Edut. The answer is Dagamon Pikadon. He must have learned it from Pikadon. So Pikadon Nami Mushpon Piachem Nigmar Me'edut. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon just learn Shvata Pikadon from Edut and say, just like in Edut, your Mashpia Mushpon Piachem works? So in Pikadon, let it be a two-way street. So my chucha, why is this so funny? Maybe Rabbi Shimon does not learn nishpa mipi atzmo in Edut from Pikadon. Maybe he learns it internally as a kal v'chomer. Think about this. If somebody else administers an oath in your chayiv, certainly if you take it, you're chayiv. So that can't be the laughter. Rabbi Shimon has a legitimate position of saying, shvata Edut, both. Shvata Pikadon, only your own oath. So it's not as chamur. Elachucha amazed kishogeh. The laughter was at the second part of his knockdown of the kal v'chomer, which is how can you say how do we know that you're chayiv for shvuat eidut b'mezid? Because it doesn't say v'nelam. We've seen this several times. Unlike shvuat bitui in idiot atuma, which says he forgot. There's no he forgot here. And Shvuat HaPikadon also doesn't say Venelam. So Amar Lehu Rav Huna. Rav Huna turned around and said, "Umay Chucha, I still don't get what's so funny. And what's wrong with it? Dilma Mezid Delav Kishogeg B'Fikadon Mimi'il Rabbi Shimon Gamar La." Maybe Rabbi Shimon got the information that Mezid's not the same as Shogeg in Shvuat HaPikadon, not from Edut, but from the law of Mi'ilah, which is right before it in the Torah. And that's if you use Hekdesh, and that's only B'Shogeg, is the Asham Mi'ilot. Behind Uchucha, that's the derision. Adigamar Lami Mi'ilah, Nigmar Lami Edut. Why did Rabbi Shimon learn that Shogeg is different from Mi'ilah, and you're only Chayiv in Shogeg? Why didn't he learn from Edut that you're Chayiv in both? The answer is Mistabra Mi'ilah Havei L'Me'ilah. Mi'ilah has more points in common with Pikadon. Shekein Mi'ilah Mi'ilah, because the Torah calls Nefesh Kitim Omal in Pikadon also. Adom Edut Havilimelef. Edut is more likely. Shekain Techta Mitechta. Again, you have the word Techta. So the answer is Mistava Mi'ilah Havilimelef. Mi'ilah still has more points in common. Shekain Mi'ilah. It's called Mi'ilah. Bakol. It applies to all people, unlike Edut. Nehanet involves you getting benefit from something that's not yours. Bikavua. The korban is a set korban, not an olivior, right? Chomesh. You have to pay an extra chomesh. And Asham. You bring an Asham, not a chatai. Adravim Edut Havilimelef. No, Pikadon's closer to Edut. Shkein Chet, again Techta, Hedjot, it has nothing to do with Kodshim. Bishvua, there's an oath in both cases. Tave v'kafre, in both cases there's a claim and a denial. V'oin, also the word O. The answer is Hanach Nefishin. There's more points in common with Me'ilah. Elamaychucha, so I still don't get, what were they laughing about? What did they not like about Rav Shimon's presentation? Ki ator papa Rav Huna b'edu Rav Shuam b'Rav Amri. So they came from Rav Zishiv. And they and Rav Papa gave the following explanation. Since Rabbi Shimon learned the whole thing at the end via Gzera Shava, which is Techta Techta, so why did he, in his presentation, knock down the Kal V'Chomer by saying Pikadon's different? After all, if he has a gzeir shava, pikadon should be the same. So what's so funny? Dilma kiparach mikamen etekum like gzeir shava. Maybe it's a sequence. Maybe he first presented it as a kal v'chomer, knocked down the kal v'chomer, and then he had the gzeir shava. But did it come out like gzeir shava l'parach? Maybe once he had the gzeir shava, he wouldn't ask that question. Velo, who says v'yamar lohu rava bar itai the rabbanan? This rava bar itai, fairly unknown rabbi, said to the students, man tana shuata pikadon lo nitan zon alechapara. Who is the famous tana who says the shuata pikadon you can't bring a korban for if you did it b'mezid? Rabbi Shimon he. So you see that Rabbi Shimon, even after all the dust settles, says you're not chayiv b'mezid, not chayiv b'korban. Dilma mezid kishogi parech tegamar lama mi'ila. So okay, so maybe the question is not about the mezid kishogi, because you're right, that we get from mi'ila, tan hafishin. Mushpa Kanishpa lo parech. That's maybe the part that he left out. And it was maybe Mushpa Kanishpa, after the Gzer Shava, he dropped it and he said, you're right, they are the same. But Tehadur Edom Tigamalam Pikadon. So now, if that's the case, that Edom Pikadon are so locked together because of Techta Techta, Mezi Dolav Kishogeg. So now, why do we now not go back and say that just like Pikadon, because of Mi'ila, is only Shogeg, so maybe Edom is also only Kishogeg. So Mapigaron Shogeg in Mezid Lo, Afedut Shogeg in Mezid Lo. So now make a triple decker that Me'ila is of course only B'Shogeg that we know. And now Pikadon as a result of its points of commonality with Me'ila is also only B'Shogeg. And now Techta Techta made Edut also only B'Shogeg, even though it didn't say Me'elam. The answer is Keichel Yalif Mipikaron Me'ila. The answer is V'Hachi Yikat V'Rachman Ola Edut Gabi Shuat Bitu Gabi Tum Mikdash V'Grashav. That's why Shuat Edut is in Vayikra Hey Aleph with Shvat Bitu and Kumat Mikdash, because what does it say there? Because in those two cases, Shvat Bitu and Yudiyat Atuma, it says Venelam, and it doesn't say Venelam about Shvat Aidut, to teach you L'chayev Al Mezid Kishogeg, to show you that it's different, and say, don't learn it from Pikadon, but rather Mezid is Kishogeg. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hamud Aleph, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have